This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, a galaxy up in arms. When the noted philosopher and occasional astronomer Immanuel Kant observed galaxies in the 18th century, he thought they looked like island universes. Fast forward 250 years or so, and we know that while poetic, that name is quite far from the truth. Astronomers in the 1920s debated whether galaxies and nebulae were part of our own Milky Way or not. Edwin Hubble conclusively put the matter to rest by measuring the distance to Cepheid variable stars in spiral nebulae. Galaxies are, to paraphrase, far, far away. Hubble also came up with a classification system for galaxies that we still use today, with the two main categories being spiral and elliptical galaxies. We now estimate that there are roughly 200 billion galaxies in the observable universe, which can presumably all be sorted using this system. One of the most studied galaxies, by virtue of its proximity, is the Andromeda Galaxy. Andromeda, also known as Messier 31, is the closest spiral galaxy to the Milky Way and is the largest galaxy in the so-called local group of galaxies. It is in fact moving towards the Milky Way, and the two galaxies are expected to collide in roughly 4 billion years. Before that happens, though, scientists have been very interested in studying Andromeda to shed more light on the formation process and evolution of spiral galaxies. Andromeda's spiral arms are of particular interest. Some images of the galaxy appear to show it having concentric rings rather than these arms. Astronomers have suspected that the clue to Andromeda's shape might lie in the way it has interacted with surrounding satellite galaxies over time. In 2006, a team from South Africa performed a simulation of a collision between Andromeda and the dwarf galaxy M32, assuming that M32 passed through the larger galaxy very close to its centre. They found that the gravitational effect of this interaction was to give Andromeda concentric rings, similar to the shape it has today. However, a trajectory sending M32 very close to the centre of Andromeda is unlikely, according to astronomers at Harvard and the University of Maryland. This is for two reasons. Firstly, there is simply less chance of M32 passing close to the centre, simply because it's a very small region, a smaller target. Secondly, dwarf galaxies moving towards the centre of a bigger galaxy have a good chance of getting nudged off course by other satellite galaxies. The astronomers have run a new simulation where M32 crosses the edge of Andromeda's disk, and their findings were recently posted on the archive. Simulating Andromeda and its companion over a period of 2 billion years, a sped-up film shows M32 shooting through the disk and generating ripples which turn into spiral arms. The effect is not unlike throwing a stone into a pond. In contrast to the previous simulation, this study finds that spiral arms are generated by the collision, although these arms would look a lot like concentric circles when viewed almost edge-on, which is what the astronomers suggest is going on here. This result provides insight into Andromeda's history and formation, and definitely suggests that the collision is responsible for the shape it has today. It also provides information about the companion dwarf galaxy, M32. The currently accepted theories about dwarf galaxies say that they are so compact because their larger companion strips them of outer layers of gas, stars, and dark matter. The simulation suggests otherwise, though. The intense gravitational encounter with Andromeda would not have been enough to remove the quantities of matter consistent with observations made today. This means that the dwarf galaxy must have started off very compact, implying that it, and others, are formed by different processes than astronomers thought. In other news, the universe is a little bit less habitable than we thought. A type of star favoured for exoplanet searchers, known as M-dwarfs, which are a type of red dwarf star, might turn out to be very inhospitable for life. M-dwarfs are quite common, relatively small, and they're cool stars, meaning that a planet in the theoretical habitable zone, where liquid water can be found, would be closer into its star and orbit the star in less time. This would give astronomers more chances to study it. However, the proximity of the habitable zone also means that the effect of the solar wind coming from the M-dwarf is stronger, thus reducing the chances that exoplanets around that star would be able to hold onto their atmosphere. Astronomers have found that the solar wind experienced by such planets could be 10 to 10,000 times stronger than the solar wind encountered by the Earth. While this diminishes the chances of life, it has been noted that planets with a strong enough magnetic field may be able to hold onto their atmosphere. Furthermore, the strength of the wind is found to decrease as a star ages, so that planets which had been able to hold onto their atmosphere for the first billion years or so may be able to harbour life eventually. Planet hunters are not discouraged by this new information, though, and say that it is definitely worth studying the planets around M-dwarf stars just to get an idea of the different conditions available in the universe. The search for planets, then, is still on.